If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Top of the morning, Paul, Jane, Chris. Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, Mayor Dave Beter
gave his
annual State of the City address. And that's what we're going to be talking about for a while here. If you if you listened to the address, if you attended it at the Egyptian Theater, if you saw it on TV, if you read the transcript of it, we would like to hear from you if you have any praise or complaints either way for Mayor Dave Beter after this speech.
There are a segment of our listeners who are reflexively against anything City Hall is for.
Occasionally, yeah.
Yeah, occasionally.
It does seem that way. But our number to call, 208-336-3700. Call right now. 208-336-3700, or if you're outside the area, 1-800-529-KBOI. That's 1-800-529-5264.
All right, the mayor called on the city's residents to trust him.
And trust the city council.
And trust the city council.
And their staff.
Trust his staff as they weigh big controversial decisions, a lot of which have been talked about before.
Yeah.
And debated down. They debate and stress over them for long periods of time, the mayor says. In the end, Beter argued, they usually make the right call.
Now, right there is a point of debate. Do mm-hmm. they usually do the right thing, the city council, or do they not?
Haven't we earned just a little bit of benefit of the doubt? Beter asked the crowd at the Egyptian Theater. Past controversies include proposals to build homes next to a beloved outdoor amphitheater with a request to close a stretch of road in the northeast corner of downtown.
It was for St. Luke's, yeah.
So that St. Luke's can expand its hospital. Looming decisions facing the council. They include a decision on redoing the Boise Library's main branch.
Yeah, basically building a whole new library.
Yeah, that's what it would be. And it would be more of a show place.
Yeah, like a really nice one. And it would probably look, I'm guessing it would look more like a government building than like a building that was, repurposed to be a library.
I'm not sure. I tell you what, and I asked you earlier if you'd seen the...
The one in Seattle?
The one in Seattle. And I have seen a lot of libraries in a lot of cities, and the really good ones... The ones I think are good anyway look like really upscale bookstores. You understand what I'm trying to say?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah, and they.
It looks like, hey, come on in. They're inviting. Like, hey, come on.
They are very inviting.
Come on in, sip some coffee, and read a book.
But a lot of people feel that, we don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, and the stadium is another thing.
Mm-hmm.
There is a proposed stadium, which would be for the Boise Hawks minor league baseball, and it would also be eventually for professional soccer, which would come to town, and, other activities, things that happen at stadiums, concerts, all sorts of things. The one that the mayor went to, where was it, Fort Wayne? It was someplace.
Yeah.
Someplace, it seems like it was in Indiana. He went to a place similar maybe in size or scope. And looked at a stadium there, and they use it for more than 300 events a year. And I thought, wow, that's pretty interesting.
That is full use.
On the other hand, people who, where it would be built, people who live in that area, some of them are not for it. Neighborhood noise and things like that is what they're expecting. There are other people that said, well, parking would always be a problem.
Mm-hmm. The stadium already faces criticism of its feasibility in the way officials have approached the projects. Neighbors appear to be reserving judgment until they get more details.
And, yeah, and for those of you who have been around, quite a while in Boise, it's where Kmart used to be.
Yep.
Down there on Americana.
Yep.
And the post office, the main post office is behind there. Applications have yet to be filed for either project, but the mayor said during his State of the City speech, and by the way, Dave Beter is the longest-serving mayor in Boise history.
He is.
And he has for years advocated action on both both the library and on a stadium. In January 2016, after becoming the first mayor to be elected to four-year terms, Beter also called on the city to build a new main library branch, fix homelessness, and transform public transportation.
Another controversial decision from Boise is not the city's to make, and you know what that is.
Yeah, that would be Gowan Field.
The U.S. Air Force has made Gowan Field an Idaho Air National Guard base that shares the Boise Airport's two runways. They've made it a finalist for a wing of F-35s, the military's cutting-edge warplane.
A lot of that has to do with noise, because there are people who feel that the A-10s that currently, or you know, most recently, have flown out of Gowan Field, they still do, the A-10, they call them Warthogs or Thunderbolts, that they won't make nearly as much noise as the fighter jets, the F-35s. Now, Boise had fighter jets. You know, when I first came to Boise, Gowan Field had fighter jets, and I don't remember it being a lot louder than it is now out in that area. Of course, I've never lived right out in that area either. But then again, there haven't always been houses out in that area.
I seldom notice any noise from the airport at all.
And they did some studies, and people couldn't necessarily tell a big difference between the F-35s and other planes.
All right, KBOI News Time, 8:46.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 10, listen to Rush on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are talking about the mayor's State of the City. Let's go to Bill of Boise. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I hope you're having a good day so far.
Yep.
Hey, you know, I think that the city council and the mayor has done some good. It's obviously they've done a lot. If we give them the full trust that he's talking about, we'd have a trolley downtown. We'd have less lanes for cars but more bike lanes. We can't give them just a full trust. We can't put all our trust into them without giving, you know, if we as citizens see that there's not something right with what he's wanting to do, we need to let him know about it.
Yeah, I think when somebody gets voted in, it shows that there's a certain amount of trust in them. But it's almost un-American to give a politician 100% of your trust without paying attention to anything they're doing.
Yeah, you know, like I said, they've done some good stuff. I'm not against them, but give the mayor and the council total free reign.
Yeah,
can't
I agree.
Okay, catch you guys later.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks. Dave, who knows what'll be across the street from your house?
Exactly. David of Boise wrote in, and you can do that by going through our website, kboy.com. He says, "I just heard Paul say that some of us are against anything that the mayor wants to do. I am all for things that improve life in Idaho. I am against any frivolous spending on things that make the mayor feel good or leave a legacy behind. Let's take Road Skate Park, for example. Has anybody seen it lately? It's right back where it was when they had to kick everybody out of there to build it, only to have the exact same thing happen to the newly remodeled version of the same thing. To me, it was a colossal waste of money. I said it at the time before it was done, and now everything I said then would happen is in fact happening now. Why can't the mayor or city planners recognize the problem beforehand, just like I did? It used to be called common sense." Now, I wasn't aware it was back. Pardon.
It doesn't look good. Is that,
well, okay.
Is that what you're saying?
But I do drive past there every morning about, 4 o'clock in the morning on the way here.
I believe he's talking about the homeless people are hanging out again.
But they're not. They're certainly not there at 4 o'clock in the morning. They may be there during the day, but
true,
you can be anywhere you want during the day.
There are homeless people,
but they're not
to the number there were.
They're not camping there.
Stop and think of how
sleeping
it was.
Bags and stuff like that.
I mean, they were like a block lined up for a block.
Yeah,
it's not like that now.
Well, it used to be. I mean, I'd be driving in at 4 o'clock, and you'd drive slowly past there,
sure,
just in case there was somebody crossing the street without looking at that point, because there were always people. in the middle of the night, usually, you know, camping. And that hasn't been happening for some time. But on the other hand, I haven't stopped and looked at the equipment or anything, so I don't know. But David, thank you very much for that opinion.
As he has done repeatedly, Beter said yesterday that whether it's the F-35 or some other plane, he wants Gowan to have a long-term air mission. Mm-hmm. He wants him to be viable. He wants him to
exist.
Turn a profit, if you will.
And they'll continue to exist if they have a reason to exist.
Bingo.
We would like to hear from you this morning, 208-336-3700. That's our local number, 208-336-3700. Outside the area, 1-800-529-5264. If you have a Verizon wireless phone, just hit #670 and you'll get through to us. You can also send us, as I said, an instant message. Fairly easy to do just by going through our official KBOI website at KBOI.com. We're talking about Mayor Beter's State of the City address, which was yesterday. And he said, let's debate big things. Let's have thoughtful civil debate. But just as important as the debate is the way we frame it. Let's not have a bias toward inaction. Let's have a bias toward action. Let's say we're going to do these big things unless we can't, unless there's an overriding reason we shouldn't. And, you know, and to some people, expense is an overriding reason.
Yes.
And to others, it's not such a big deal. And you figure, well, we're going to get taxed anyway. Might as well use it for something nice.
The mayor has consistently stated his desire for a rail-based public transportation system downtown that would someday sprout into a broader Treasure Valley-wide system.
True.
He didn't bring that up yesterday, but did talk about a broad concept for a new central library branch that would include a small theater. Both would be heavy lifts politically, and funding them would be a challenge.
If you are on the line right now, please do stay on the line. We're going to go to news at the top of the hour. Then we'll be back and talk to you more about the State of the City address yesterday. 336-3700. It's 8:56.
If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
All right, so we are back. 9:06. Let's go to Logan. Not the city, the guy on the phone. Logan, good morning.
Hey. I just had a quick comment, I guess, about the guy named David, who I think commented on Road Skate Park.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably just sound like a little skater punk, which probably also considered to be, but I think it was an amazing improvement. I mean, I would even just go there to hang out with friends, and it's a giant difference from what it used to be. It used to be kind of disgusting to even look at.
Yeah.
Is it
still in reasonably good shape?
Oh, yeah. At least, I mean, the skate park itself, yeah. I mean, still in great shape. I don't see anything wrong with it. I go there pretty frequently. And, I mean, there's still some bums there, you know, here and there, of course, but nothing like it used to be.
Hmm.
I mean, I think it was great, and a lot of the money was basically fundraised.
Yeah.
Yeah, so didn't really cost the city too much, I don't think, when a lot of it was charity. And as far as the mayor goes, I don't always agree with him, but I think he does a pretty good job, you know. I mean, if he's gotten 4 elections by now, then I'd say he's pretty trusted.
Yeah, apparently somebody trusts him.
I don't pay too much attention to it, but I have heard him on your guys' show talking about Road Skate Park, and that mm-hmm. was actually a really pleasant surprise to hear that, and just how much of an advocate he was towards the sport, because, you know, I've been a skateboarder ever since I was, I don't know, 10 years old, and
yeah.
I'd say I'm a pretty reasonably fair, nice person, but I'm looked at as a punk every day.
Yeah, well.
And it was just nice to see how much of an advocate he was for it.
Well, that's cool. We appreciate the call.
Well, all righty. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, you too.
All right, thanks, Logan.
Yeah, that was nice of you having to call in.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound like a punk. Uh-huh. David wrote in one more time, and he says, the mayor's trolley dream is another great example of frivolous spending. We don't need any additional public transportation until the buses we already have are so full every day for more than a year straight, and there is no room to sit, and maybe a second bus would be considered. Then and only then should we be considering more public transportation of any kind.
I will say one thing. The buses are getting more full, if that's where they are.
And he goes on to say, my prediction is the trolley will be running empty within a year of completion. So assuming it ever does get completed, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 336-3700, that's our local number to call, 208-336-3700. We're talking about Mayor Dave Beter's State of the City address, which was yesterday at the Egyptian Theater. And if you, if you did go to the address, or if you heard it, or, you know, saw it, or read the transcript of it, please, you know, call in and let us know if you've got an opinion about how good of a mayor Dave Beter has been, yes or no. What do you think about his plans for the future? He does want us to, in the city of Boise, to continue to grow. Some people are against that. I had a guy.
Yeah, they really are.
I had a guy write me a letter sometime back, and he just kind of cussed me out. And he said that, you guys are always talking about what a great place Boise is. And he says, and I think somebody had been hit by a car, a pedestrian. And he says, it's your fault that that person got hit by a car.
Oh, nice.
Because if it weren't for people like you talking about how great Boise is, nobody would move here. And then there would be plenty of room to walk. And I thought, okay, that seems like a bit of a stretch. But, yes, it's bigger than it used to be. But is there a way for a city, especially in the western half of the United States, to stop growing? And I think there is a way, but basically the economy has to tank completely for a city to stop growing. You go to places like Pittsburgh and Cleveland and Buffalo, who had, and various, you know, smaller cities too in the East, that had big industry and it went away, and their economies tanked for a long period of time. And you'd see periods of 10, 20, 30 years when either the population was virtually the same, or it would even go down several percentage points. But Boise hasn't done that. It's continued to grow.
Yep.
A lot of people didn't want it to be that way. They said, you know, that Idaho doesn't need a big city. Montana doesn't have one. Wyoming doesn't have one. Why should we have one? And to a certain extent, Boise, to a lot of people, still feels like a small town, or a group of small towns all pushed together. And a lot of those people are the ones who come here from California or from Portland or Seattle. They say they like the feel of it because it doesn't feel like it's too crowded. But to people who've been there their whole lives, it might.
The mayor, as we mentioned, talked about a broad concept for a new central library branch that would schedule, or include, I should say, a small theater.
Mm-hmm.
Both would be heavy lifts politically. Funding them would be a challenge. But the mayor stepped right up. Let's debate these things. Let's have thoughtful civil debate. Yeah, he said yesterday, just as important as the debate is the way we debate it. Let's not have a bias for Joint Education.
Say what?
Let's not have a bias formed toward inaction.
I see.
Let's
toward
action.
Not toward inaction, but actually toward action is what he says. And it's like he said, he doesn't want to just be a caretaker mayor, one that says, okay, everything's great the way it is, and as long as I stand here and do nothing, everything will stay the same, because that doesn't necessarily work that way.
Nope.
Let's talk about for a second about the proposed sports park.
Sure.
How do you feel about it personally? I mean, you've lived in Boise longer than I have. I've been here since 1983, but you were here since the 60s.
Well, it depends. I think the whole thing depends on getting a soccer team.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get a soccer team, they'll need the park, because Boise State has already said they have the funding and will step up to the plate for a 2,500-seat baseball park.
Yeah.
Probably not big enough for minor league. I don't know if that's big enough for soccer or not. I think it is, though. It may not be.
I'm not sure, but you know, as far as the
I'd like to see
there are more professional soccer leagues now than there have ever been.
No question.
There are people, you know, who the adults of today.
I'm not a big fan.
There are people who are middle aged today that grew up loving soccer and playing soccer. Now, you and I didn't grow up playing soccer.
Nope.
Except maybe on the playground at school, and we didn't even have the correct rules. We were just kicking the ball around. Mm-hmm. But people younger than us did grow up playing soccer instead of like Little League baseball, sometimes both, and they really enjoy it. They like to watch a soccer match, and they don't care if it's 1-0 at the end of the whole thing.
Yep.
It's not basketball. It's not supposed to be.
No.
Quick instant message here. Beater just wants his name on big things, trolley, stadium, etc., no matter what it will cost Boise citizens, millions, drain the swamp. Okay, now that would be somebody who is not terribly in favor of spending public money.
Yep. And I thought we would have more of that type of reaction. But
well, give us a call if you have something to say about it. 336-3700.
Mike, you're on 670 KBOI.
Good morning. I like Dave Beater as a person. But spend, and keep on spending. I was born in Boise, grew up here. I don't want to turn Boise into another Portland or Seattle or Salt Lake. Growth is inevitable. It's how you manage it. As if you all noticed, the traffic jams, all the places. But the dollar amounts, it's like, show me the money. And that's my biggest concern, because eventually, if you tax enough, you will chase different businesses out.
Such as?
I don't know, you know, what business would have. But again, if you keep on taxing and you keep on building certain things, different people will look at different other options. And, it's like the ballpark. The city had the chance to get the ballpark 25 years ago. And the city didn't want it because the Hawks organization back then wanted the city to help pay for it. And that's why it ended up out at the fairgrounds, and no tax dollars were used. So that's my only point. I think it's great that you dream big, but again, who's going to pay for all of it? That's the bottom line.
All right, Mike, thanks for the call. KBOI News time is 9:16. We would like to hear from you. We'll be right back with more.
Remember, you are listening to Idaho Talks Live on 670 KBOI.
Surviving in the city, 922, Paul, Jane, Chris. Let's go to the phones. Let's pick up Chaz this morning. Chaz, good morning. Morning, Chaz.
I don't think we have Chaz.
Oh. Hey, Chaz, how are you?
Howdy. So I was just wanting to talk about the mass transit that everybody's been talking about, like the trolleys. In regards to, like, installing mass transit, at least my perspective is always that it would be easier to install mass transit before the population gets out of control. So get the transit, the trolley, train, subway, whatever, or better bus systems in line and installed before it gets too difficult to make construction, you know, do construction. And then you've got a huge population base that's then extremely angry about construction to do something about it when you could have done it beforehand.
Yeah, didn't they have a push for that in Salt Lake City when they put the trolley in Salt Lake City? They wanted to get all that built, the infrastructure anyway, before they completed construction around it.
I'm not very sure, but I mean, it just makes more sense logically to me. I mean, they can do math; they can find out what the growth rate of Boise is and where it's going to be, you know, projected.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just do that beforehand when, like I said, you know, it's not too bad of a population base, yeah, and the construction isn't that impeding.
The way you
just make more sense.
The way you see it, then growth probably inevitable, and you might as well, you know, anticipate the problems before they occur, and then you have to just fix them when they're already wrong.
Exactly. I mean, okay, we're a desirable city. I talk to people from all over the country, and everybody, every time I mention where I'm from, they say, oh, Boise's so great. It's such a beautiful state. They talk to people, and they say all their family's moving here. It's a desirable state.
Well, appreciate the call.
They had. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Chaz.
Good stuff.
April of Boise wrote, oh, we do have a rewards code, and it is Mayor, M-A-Y-O-R, Mayor.
Mm-hmm.
We have been talking about yesterday's State of the City address by Mayor Dave Beter. April of Boise says, well, it was a great place. Take a look at this scale. And then there's a link that sent me to a website that says payscale.com. And there's a cost of living calculator, and it says cost of living in Boise, Idaho, is 8% lower than the national average, which I guess the, okay, cost of living in Boise by expense category, overall.
And part of that is because of the
groceries 11% lower.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Low-paying jobs.
Housing 18% lower. Utilities 16% lower. Mm. Lower. Transportation currently is 11% higher. And health care is 3% higher. And it says cost of living in Boise, Idaho compared to other major cities. We are 5% ahead of Phoenix, or above Phoenix, 27% above Miami, 41% above Anchorage, Alaska, 9% above Dallas, Texas, 149% above, we're lower. That's what it is. Okay, I'm getting this exactly opposite. We're 5% lower than Phoenix, 22% lower than Miami, 41% lower than Anchorage, Alaska, 9% lower than Dallas, Texas, 149% lower than New York. We are higher than Knoxville, Tennessee, near where my sister-in-law lives, and we're 10% higher than they are. And we're 30% lower than living in Chicago.
All right, we need to take a break. We'll be back with more of your phone calls. 926.
You're listening to Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. and Chris. Rush Limbaugh comes up at 10 on 670 KBOI.
We'll keep Tom Johnson going forever. Doobie Brothers. All right, talking about the mayor's, got a lot of people on the phones. Let's get to them, starting with John in Caldwell. John, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? Good. I was calling to give my perspective on the potential stadium that's looking to be built in Boise.
Sure.
Soccer stadium. Yeah, and Paul, I get what you're saying about not understanding or not really knowing soccer. I was the same way. Then when my kids were...
I certainly have no problem with building a stadium to play it in, though.
Right, right. But I'm saying as far as perspective, I'll give you kind of my perspective as a soccer coach, as a youth director. You look at these teams, and they have 16, sometimes 18 players on a team. You're talking about hundreds of family members just on one given team. Ultimately, what that, you know, could amount to in the long run is you're talking about dollars back into the Treasure Valley. Of course, yes, you're talking about, you know, upfront costs and taxpayer money. But you have, I mean, it's a whole system. You have referees. For example, my son, he's 13 years old. He referees on any given weekend. He can make up to $100.
Sure.
It's a whole kind of a network type of thing, and I'd have to say probably soccer is probably the fastest growing sport in Idaho and definitely in the Treasure Valley. There's a big tournament, for example, this weekend in Meridian. And what's happening was we hosted over here at Canyon Optimist Soccer Club at Brothers Park in Caldwell. We hosted the 4A state high school games, and it was amazing to watch these kids, spectacular players, but most of them that are going to get any type of scholarships, they're all looking out of state, some to Hawaii, a lot to Gonzaga. because there really is no future avenue here in Idaho. And so when you talk about, you know, something like a stadium, what you're doing is you're really targeting, you know, the next generations, our youth, our future college players, something to look forward to here locally.
Yeah, Boise State has a women's team, but no men's team.
Correct. And I'm saying all that is going to really, you know, give them something to look forward to here in the Valley. So I know, you know, growth, like we said, growth is inevitable. And so I think, you know, long term, I think it's just something that's amazing. I mean, and you get, I've heard both, you know, cons and pros. And like I've heard a lot of cons saying, you know, it'd be horrible to put a stadium in downtown or near downtown Boise. Look at other larger metropolitan cities, which probably not the best comparison, but you look at the Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles. There was a lot of cons to that, saying that there's already enough traffic in downtown Los Angeles. How are you going to put a basketball arena, hockey arena right in downtown? And what it's done, it's created restaurants. It's created a lot of local entertainment around the facility. It's created jobs, and people just have found ways. They go via tram. They go underground.
Yeah, Memphis has a terrific baseball stadium downtown. It's,
correct.
It's awesome.
Yeah, so just wanted to give you guys my two cents on it.
Appreciate it.
All right, good stuff. Thanks, John.
Dave of Boise says there are plenty of small towns that went belly up in Idaho. Cascade and Horseshoe Bend, for example, here locally, when the logging industry went out of business, it killed a lot of Idaho.
Okay.
Because we were talking about that earlier.
Oh, I got you. Trying to figure that out. Trying to hook that up.
And quickly here, H.G. McCall says, seems some curmudgeons would like to see Boise stagnate. A small city like Boise needs constant new energy. I think that's what the mayor strives for. There are plenty of very small towns in Idaho that have stagnated. Boise, the capital, should have vibrant life.
All right. Let's go to Steve of Boise. Steve.
Well, you know, I'm a lifelong resident of this town, watched it grow, and I bought a new house, so I guess it's been 4 years ago, and since I bought it, my taxes have gone up $1,000. Not all of that's Boise City, but about, well, the schools were a lot of it. But you know what? I just don't want to see growth without paying for it out of my pocket. I mean, if you can have something that the city can develop that's going to grow and generate revenue, fine. I don't have a problem with that. That's called smart growth because it pays for itself. But what's happening is we're subsidizing something, and that goes back to the taxpayer, the property taxpayer paying for it. And what's happening is that, here, the open space thing, let's address that, what it does. Sure, it preserves the foothills for everybody, but where are you going to grow Boise? In Meridian? In Caldwell, in Ontario, and that's what happens. So they talk about saving the foothills, but you know what it does? It does the urban sprawl thing for us. And that's not what Boise wants, but that's what they get. You know, it's the unintended consequences again.
You think we should expand into the foothills? Would you rather see that with houses up there?
Well, you know, they did it in Salt Lake, and we want to talk about Salt Lake's transportation system, so let's compare the foothills. You know, they want to do apples and oranges. My bone of contention is, why do you tear down a perfectly good structure? And I don't know where they're going to build the library. I haven't heard. But you know what? It houses a product. It houses books. It houses computers. And they did the library thing, what, 7 or 8 years ago and did the satellite things. Do we need an empire, a fortress for a new bunch of books? I mean, to me, the libraries tend to be trending down because of the computer age. But, you know, that doesn't seem to come into the play here. You know, let's just think about all these things. We've got to be smart about
that. What the mayor wants is dialogue. So let's have some.
Paul J., that's what he says. But we've been to these meetings. I've been to meetings for years. The crowd doesn't want it, and yet they vote against the people. And that's where the animosity comes. There's a lot of people that are frustrated with this mayor. But, I mean, he's in power. What can you do? The people won't get out to vote? I mean, I've watched this scenario play out for three elections now, and it's just, you know, the people won't show up, but they'll complain. You know, and that's just the way it goes.
It's easier to complain.
That's their form of dialogue, I guess.
And, you know, our government doesn't seem to be functioning any other way than to spend money. And, you know, if we have an increase in population, that should take care of the growth. But you know what? Just the property values going up, we're compounding our tax issues, and we're doubling our taxes, one through growth and the other through inflation. And you know, they're all getting the bennies of it, except the taxpayer. He's getting to pay for all of it. That's my big beef. You know, I don't care if you invest in the community. Do that. I went downtown for a Live After 5 this summer once. I went into the parking garage, and they've computerized them all now. I couldn't get out. You talk about frustrated, and I just said, that's it. I'm done going downtown. If I park downtown, I'll park somewhere else and walk in. I won't use the garages because I can't get out of them.
And your car isn't still down there, is it?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what my wife did, and sometimes you just have to play around with those things until you figure them out, but... You know, it was so frustrating. I sat there 20 minutes, and people were going around me. On the other side, they'd pull up behind me and realize that I was stuck. Nobody'd help me how to figure out the computer. You know, what happened to attendance in the parking garage?
Well, they're
there.
They weren't
computerized.
They're there, yeah. But you have to honk for them.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that. There wasn't a sign that said that. I'm just looking at the thing, the monitor there, and trying to figure it out. I couldn't.
Yeah. Well,
frustrating, you know, and that's what's happening with a lot of people. They're not going downtown anymore. They're moving to another city, Meridian. Meridian's getting a lot of the commercial growth now because that's where the population is. And then, you know, you take the boundaries of the city of Boise and look at the annexation that's gone on, and that's another frustrating point with our city council. And, you know, we go to meetings and express our views, and bam, they still annex us, whether we want it or not.
All right, starting to wonder, Steve. Thanks for the call. 946.
Remember, you are listening to Paul, Jay, and Chris on 670 KBOI. The oaks ignore their pleas.
KBOI News Time, 950. Let's go to Mark of Boise.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I just retired a year ago, and you guys are a staple of my morning routine, so I appreciate that.
Thank you, Mark.
Outstanding.
And I appreciate Nate Shellman in the evenings. I never had a chance to listen to local radio, and now I do. I listen to you. I make my coffee. I go walk my dogs and come back and take care of things around the house. But I wanted to talk about Boise 38 years ago when I moved here from Texas. Like you guys, I've been here a while. I've seen changes. I came up here after having everything I owned stolen in Texas probably two or three times.
Really? Wow.
So, you know, the crime, no crime was great. Used to duck hunt and pheasant hunt and quail hunt out in Eagle and Star when there was nothing out there, but great farm folks and a lot of open space. That's gone. Raised a family here. The schools were great. I spent 2 years over in the Portland area and had to get back to Boise about 5 years ago. Couldn't stand it over there. Just different mindset.
Yep.
I think your callers are spot on when, you know, the mayor wants to see Boise to look like another Portland or something, and the generations have changed, and it's inevitable, I think, but I did move over here to East Boise. Your previous caller was talking about where is Boise going to expand. Well, I can tell you it's growing out here in East Boise in the Barber Park area. I not sure I'm crazy about that, but this is the part of town where I live in now, as opposed to over Eagle Road and in that area over by Centennial High where I raised four kids. So I wish it would stay the same. I think our generation wishes it would stay the same. There was nothing wrong with it at that time. But the new generations just have a different interest in things. And I'm not a soccer fan. I moved here to see a good football game occasionally, watch a good concert occasionally, be able to hunt and fish the Boise River and, you know, go downtown and have a dinner at Angel's or Jake's. And that was all I ever needed. But like I said, times have changed.
Yeah, they have. Still there, though, if you look for it.
Yes, correct. But it's still a great place. I've traveled to all the 50 states and overseas with my business, and I always come back to Boise. So let's try to keep it a great place.
All right, good stuff. Yeah. Thanks.
Craig of Boise says Mayor Beter is disingenuous at best when he calls for debate on Boise libraries. Two library bond initiatives were resoundingly voted down by the citizens of the city, only to have Mayor Beter arrogantly state that he would find the money elsewhere. This approach is clear evidence that Mayor Beter is interested only in himself and his agenda and not dialogue. I like the fact that he found the money elsewhere, though.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to Mark. Oop. Mark hung up
In the meantime, Curtis of Boise says, as someone who works in the construction, we don't need a stadium downtown or a trolley. What we need is good roads. They build way too many subdivisions, then don't account for the traffic. Coming out of South Boise on Cole or Maple Grove is horrible. That's what they need to work on.
Well, we've got a few calls saying that this morning, that, you know, plan ahead.
And James Acuna says people who receive their pay from taxpayer funding look at these things differently than people whose earnings have a basis. They pay taxes with taxes. I pay taxes with a product or service. The elderly are being taxed out of their homes, and wages are stagnant unless your check says city of, county of, state of, or U.S. Treasury. I quit working, so I don't pay, and I look for my pay through taxes, too. Why should they run up the bill while I pay their way?
I've never been in a capital city that didn't have that complaint.
That there was just too much government?
Too much people getting tax money to exist on. Mm-hmm. I mean, their salaries are tax money. But it's just comes with the territory when the territory is capital.
Here's just a really quick one. Mayor Beter was featured in Thrasher magazine, a famous skater magazine. How many mayors can say that?
Yeah, actually, that road skate park got a lot of kudos.
Yeah.
KBOI News time, 9:55, open phones Friday tomorrow. See you then.